A campfire conversation with Christian Quested about growing up and learning to hunt amidst the urbanization of a small country town where chukar and pheasant were once plentiful.
If your wife or your mom, or in my case, it's been both, is really into cooking, they couldn't ask for a better thing to have. Pheasants are my favorite, but any other waterfowl and stuff's good. I make sausage and stuff out of that too. But if I go back to the beginning, it started with the upland game. And then as the valley filled in a little bit, it got harder and harder, either more work or less success or both, to pheasant hunt. So my dad went out on a piece of property. Originally, I think it was Bob Lane and Larry Stevens that owned it. And they'd kind of moved on or got tired of taking care of it. After my dad became part of it, I was probably in high school when that happened. And we just decided we were going to become duck hunters. I did some big game hunting back then, mostly with my dad, a deer or an antelope here, but it wasn't that serious yet. And we just transitioned into waterfowl. And that was an interesting learning curve because we had no idea what we're doing. And we'd seen it. You know, you're supposed to set decoys up and hide and build blinds, whatever. And we had this great spot by just location. So there's birds around us. People that spend tons of money on conservation and property just surround this place. So to some degree, even if you did everything wrong, you were still going to have some success.
I liked hearing that. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.